Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening with the Red Sox, with Sam Kennedy, with Craig Breslow, with Alex Cora, is a state of organizational dysfunction. And I think that there's this, I heard last night after I reported this piece and it went out, about an interview with the Red Sox were trying to recruit a new person for their baseball operations department. And during this interview process, the entire interview was conducted with an AI bot where you would record the answers to the questions and then the Red Sox would then evaluate them. And this wasn't just one round. It wasn't just two rounds. It was five rounds of interviews where this person did not talk to another person in the Red Sox organization.
What would you say you do here?
Look, I'm all for defending my guy, Craig Breslow.
Yeah, let's hear it now.
Apparently, I'm the Breslow guy.
Wow.
This one, I can't really defend.
We were making fun of Zoom meetings and Zoom press conferences. That's nothing. That is nothing compared to AI interviews. Let's talk to a robot for a while, five times, to see if I can get this job.
All right, by the way, at what point is that on the person being interviewed? Like, at what point is it like, hey, guys, he took the bait on the first one. He's a kind of questionable candidate. And then they're like, he took five of these?
No, I think,
like, at what point did the interviewee fail the test where they're like, this guy's still taking our AI interview?
How desperate am I for the job? Very desperate. Yeah. I think I probably walk away from the second one.
Exactly.
The first one, I think maybe it's a test. I'm like, these guys are really using technology. They're really advanced at this company.
Right, when you get another email and it's like, hey, we want you to do another round here, you go, maybe this isn't for me.
Can I see a person? They're like, we can't have you come in because of COVID. It's like, that COVID? Like, we can't. You're not going to see you face to face. Like, all right, that's fine. Do you have like a Zoom link?
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not doing that. We will send you a link, but it's just to a robot. And then you have to record your answers in, and then it's going to decide whether or not you're qualified for the job.
Yep.
That's way too much. Nope. Although it's pretty fitting because we keep saying how Craig Breslow is just an emotionless robot who uses these giant words. And everything is synthesizing data.
Yeah.
Well,
look.
Who better to synthesize the data than the robots?
Thank you. I can't defend that level of decision making.
Yeah.
What I can defend is Breslow, Crochet, Narvaez, Chapman, even Wilson.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. If this is the output of all of the awkward interpersonal relationships,
okay,
I'm going to be able to look past it. Okay, so he pissed off a potential candidate who, by the way, didn't get the job and maybe has an axe to grind. Oh, by the way, June Lee, it's me, Alex Cora. Oh, by the way, when I fed you all the information for your story, and Buster Olney, too, by the way, did I tell you this one? I think I forgot to tell you this one. Oh, by the
AI
way.
Bots.
And so, look,
do you think June Lee's the Seth Wickersham of the Red Sox? Wickersham always had all those Patriot stories that people would read, and there's a lot of details in. June Lee digging in there on the Sox?
He's had good stuff, so I don't want to besmirch it.
No.
I also do think he's an interesting one because he was kind of out of the media for a while.
Yahoo now?
Well, when he was laid off, the story ran at Yahoo. I'm not actually sure if he's a full-time Yahoo employee or if that was freelance. I don't know.
Okay.
But he was at ESPN. He got laid off. You can go to his Twitter timeline and see this. He got laid off and, you know, he had non-competes and things like this. He was out of it. So
got it.
I wonder if he's just kind of emptying the bucket.
Like going rogue.
Just like, here's everything I learned in the last year and a half, and I am emptying the bucket. Or if he's the new Wickersham. I wouldn't rule out either.
He seems to be pretty tied in with this because that was another new detail. Because reading the story yesterday, or I guess reading it 2 days ago and talking about it yesterday, the one that ran in Yahoo, it was a lot of kind of going over details that we had heard, but then there were a few new ones. Like there was a few, like the Christian Campbell one was obviously new, and then Breslow firing the guy that stayed too late on the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Those were new nuggets. Yep. That was something.
Yep.
Then he pops on TV yesterday and tells us this story, and you're like, oh my God, what place would use robots to conduct interviews?
This is a good question by the text line. Were they actually sure it was an AI bot and not Breslow himself responding?
Fair point.
It might have just been Breslow.
Fair point.
This guy's like, they're interviewing me with AI. Turns out it was Breslow all along.
Craig's like, it was me. He's like, I just had my camera off. It was me the whole time, guys. It's my voice.
It's my voice, guys.
Like, yeah, it's confusing. So I thought that would be pretty unique. I was like, oh, that's going to be, who else is doing that? Turns out, Jones, I was doing some talking around here.
Yeah?
I think we use the same thing at WEEI. That's what I've heard. Yes.
We have
I was talking to Ken.
An AI bot doing the interviewing here at WEEI.
They call it WEEAI.
Oh, that's a good
which
name.
Which is kind of wild to me. But some of these young prospects that, you know, come in here, they want to work at WEEI. We have a lot of different roles.
Yeah.
They go through a similar process, and we actually have it. These are some of the sample questions that they ask.
We have WEEAI, some of the questions they asked to get hired. College Tom.
College Tom probably went through this. Didn't tell us.
The young pups
he's
when
like,
they're
is
going
this a
through
test?
It.
I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to expose it. But
all right, well, let's hear hear some of the questions.
Why do you want to work at WEEI?
Okay.
Oh.
Pretty straightforward. Why do you want to work at WEEI? So then you must record your answer.
Yeah.
And then hope that it likes it.
I love Boston sports, Legacy Station, wonderful history.
I work too hard. I care too much. Yeah. I love the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I remember my first game at Fenway. These things.
Yeah, I love the Weiner line. You can hit him with some of that.
The Big O.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Hit him with that. Yeah, great. Okay, yep, good.
Do you have previous radio experience?
That's important. Maybe it's not. You know, you'd be like, listen, I podcasting's a thing. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you want to work for WEEI.com.
Oh, you're saying WEEI's got to think a little more outside the box.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. But yeah, radio experience, that's a typical question one would get asked. Mm-hmm. You had lots of radio experience when you got here.
Yeah.
I had lots of radio experience. Billy and Nick.
Standard.
Makes sense. Okay.
What do you think about Ted Johnson?
Let's go!
What?
Okay, well, I mean, I like Ted.
He works here. Good guy.
Good teammate. Good football player.
Great football player.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. That's kind of strange.
How would you describe yourself?
Alpha male. Jackhammer. That one's always weird because you don't want to put yourself over too much.
No, you don't want to talk about yourself too much. Yeah. But yeah, you don't want to highlight any weaknesses for sure.
Yeah.
But you got to give them a little something. Like you said, work too hard.
I work really hard.
Care too much. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Like Michael Scott, my weaknesses are actually strengths.
That's a good answer. I like that.
Okay. Oh, so there's a little feedback, too.
Okay, so
I like that.
Okay, does that mean they didn't like the first couple answers? I don't know.
No, they were pretty quiet on that.
Okay.
All right.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
What?
Who programmed this thing?
I knew about the Super Bowls.
I definitely knew about the Super Bowls.
I couldn't have.
The specific amount of tackles?
I did not have the number of tackles.
Okay.
No, I didn't have that.
I don't know his neck size.
Weird.
Would you be willing to work weekends and holidays?
Okay. Sounds like we're progressing nicely, though, if they're already asking about our availability.
But weekends
are not bad.
Weekends and holidays, I'm a soft yes on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need, let's talk compensation.
Early on, I only worked holidays and weekends. For years, I think that was my only
shift. Yeah, that's a good point. If you're breaking into radio.
If you're a young
gun. You have to work those days.
Oh, you have. That's very demanding.
Yikes. All right. Fair enough.
It's more demanding than Ken.
Ted Johnson is actually in better shape now than when he was a player in the NFL.
What?
Well, okay,
that's fine. I mean, he looks like he is in great shape.
What's the question?
I don't.
What's the question?
Feels like we're missing something.
Okay, guys, just interjecting. It's opinion.
I love Ted Johnson.
Okay. Well, we're gathering.
All right.
He's a model.
Are you
employee.
Proficient in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel?
Sure.
My resume 1,000% says that.
It's
I don't
on
know,
there.
I don't know how good I am at any of those things, but it's there.
Who
Ted
is,
Johnson is?
Who is? Who? Fine. Who isn't proficient in?
I'm good
Word.
At Word.
Microsoft
I'm real
Word?
Good at Word. Excel.
It's just typing. Excel's a wild. It's no.
Most people like me just use Excel to be organized.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know the combination.
Oh, the equations and stuff.
Anymore.
Look, I'm
no,
gonna tell you right now.
I'm
that's
not on that.
That's on my resume. How proficient am I? I'm not really even.
Yeah,
I'm not confident.
It covers Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
Not just Word.
Word.
And Excel,
I got Word
Outlook,
down cold.
Got it.
I'm like
Outlook. I got down cold.
I can do emails.
Excel. I gotta work my way through that.
Hopefully, that's just never tested.
Yeah, right.
It's on every resume. It's like you're proficient.
I'm not a numbers guy. What do you want from me? Yeah. Okay.
Ted Johnson and I once split an entire steak and cheese sub with onions and peppers.
What the hell?
Obsessed.
It eats. There's no way it eats.
Well, maybe Ted ate most of it.
Okay.
Maybe it watched Ted eat.
I mean, I guess.
There's got to be a...
It seems very strange.
An area
Ted
for that
Ted ate
on
it
my...
all.
Ted ate it all. Okay.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three movies would you bring? I'd bring Three Games to Glory, Three Games to Glory 2, and Three Games to Glory 3.
What?
What would you bring?
That's
a real
Scream?
Question in the interview. Oh, Scream.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Nice.
And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. What about you?
I'd bring Hotel Transylvania 1, 2, and 4.
Oh,
I'd skip 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
kick that one out.
Yeah,
really have room for 3.
That one. I'd take
3. Not even in 4.
Oh, that's a good point. I did learn that. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, all right. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. You got
Adam
really.
Jones doesn't like comic book movies.
No, that's true.
Okay.
I don't.
It's on that.
I don't know how that's relevant in this interview, but
right.
I do. That's true.
Bigfoot claims he once saw Ted Johnson.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. This seems a little much. This is. It's mostly focused.
What's my salary?
It's like, come on.
What happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Oh,
no,
well,
that's very specific to me.
Now that's an important question.
Specific to me. They're doing a lot of digging into your background.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
If I'm looking to hire Keith, that's not a satisfactory answer. I don't remember.
I don't recall.
I don't like
your
that.
Honor.
I don't like that.
Tell is us, it Rich.
Okay? Oh, it's going twice now?
I'm sorry. What was it doing?
A glitch.
Is it okay if I try to take over the world?
Wait.
Well,
no, I don't like that. How do you respond to that? Because then you're thinking, is this a test or is this the only thing that's going to hear me right now?
Don't talk over me.
All right, yeah. How would you answer that in an interview setting? I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, probably you
yeah,
could.
What are your benefits?
I would think you have a good chance.
You're taking over the world.
How long do I have to wait to get health insurance?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your bonus structure?
Okay.
When can you start?
Oh, that's good.
Right away.
It seems like that's pretty positive.
Yeah, I'm available. I can start whenever you need.
I'd be thrown.
We don't offer health insurance.
Okay, well, it's not the first time I've taken a job in radio without insurance.
Because the boss don't need it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Boss don't. I didn't think they ate either, so I was a little confused by that.
I like to watch you eat. It turns out.
It's not bad.
We can start right away.
Yeah,
that's a
whenever you're ready.
There's no benefits actually.
There's a few glitches to WEAI.
WEAI,
but
think
overall, I
got to work its kinks out.
But it's a good. A good,
I don't know,
proprietary bit of information we have, or software we have here. Yeah.
I feel like Ken's not going to, you know, waste his time with every single candidate, right? So he probably uses this. Then the ones that kind of
break through, you got to weed out a bunch of the candidates.
Yeah.
It's like when you look at resume back in the day.
Sure.
You look at a bunch of resumes and you're really just crossing out what you can. Like, oh, you don't have college experience. Yeah. Oh, you don't have any previous radio experience.
Okay,
fine. Bye.
We'll get back to you.
Yeah, you can't start in 2 weeks. Fine.
We'll definitely keep you under consideration.
Come on.
Yeah, that,
come on.
Like, do you want me to leave my resume? No, you can take it. Never a good sign. No. You can take it. I have more copies. I have a lot more copies of this.
WEAI's.
We'll call you.
Okay.
Scary.
All right. Fine.
It's kind of scary.
Probably already.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knows all your information.
I think it has a pretty good sense.
Probably has a good amount of
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
No. We heard that.
Yeah, I didn't know the I know the first part.
What happens if you fact check it in real time? You're like, are you sure?
No, I think it would
that's
no.
Probably,
I
that's
think
probably it, a good I, way to not get hired.
We know everything about you, Adam.
Everything.
Okay.
They know everything about Keith too, including what happened in Goffstown at the popcorn
stand. I don't
know
what happened to the popcorn stand.
Okay. All right, well, I think that's a good bit. That's going to give us a leg up, I think, in the future.
I think so.
Of radio.
It's going to weed out the bad candidates and only kind of prop up the good ones.
It does. It is in love with Ted. I didn't realize it had. One of the things that's scary about AI is getting kind of the human emotions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen enough of these movies.
And it turns out that it's got
your ex-machina, your companion. Yeah.
Ted is the best.
It's got quite an affinity for Ted, which I just didn't see coming.
Your Megan 2.0, all these kinds of movies. Yeah,
robots
get emotions.
It's Megan 2.0 looks horrible, I'll say it.
It does.
Well,
it's a little campy.
I mean, look.
Camp.
Look, we can only rip Craig Breslow and the Red Sox so much when we're doing the same thing at EEI.
Right.
So, yeah. That's true. I guess we should check ourselves out.
You got to embrace the times, right? Technology is taking over.
I just need to know, do you type my answer in or do I have to say my answer?
I think it's like a talk to text thing. I think you say it, but
could be a mess.
It's recorded. Yeah, you get the words wrong. Forget it. It could be a real disaster.
Yeah, it never picks up the cursing on my talk to text. Yeah. Although you probably don't want to be doing that in an interview setting.
A lot of duck. Like, I'm not talking about ducks at any point.
Probably getting thrown out right then and there. We got Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday coming up.
Profanity.
About 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls. 617-779-7937. Rick's in Pawtucket. Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello?
Rick?
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. When can you start?
You ready, Rick?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead. You're up.
All right. So what if you were in Dever's place? Let's say you were on a radio station that was kind of fumbling and a couple guys left, and then you were signed to these million-dollar contracts, multi-million. I mean, it's a fantasy. And then they were like, no, we got this national guy. He's going to be 10 o'clock, and we're going to put you at night. And then the first 19 nights at night, you go along with it, but you strike out 15 times. But you eventually get it. You're killing it. And then they're like, well, actually, you know, we had this guy in the afternoon, and he was going to do rugby, and we don't really have a backup. We're going to move you to the afternoon and do that.
Yeah.
Do you think this is
Rick,
like
are you
great?
Talking about my resume? Are you literally talking about me and Jones's resume?
I think you're talking to the wrong two people.
You're talking about
this.
A guy that was on afternoons, then to middays, then to nights, then back to middays? What an outrageous analogy.
You know,
yeah, that was me, and I did it. I'm still here.
But you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's been my life for years.
You highlighted
literally
something that Rich has done.
Yeah,
right. Thanks for the call.
Right.
That's not a good analogy.
I literally did that.
Yeah.
I mean, minus the millions of dollars.
No.
Without, that would have made it even easier.
Without the millions of dollars. No, I think we've both been pretty amenable
to adjusting
our work schedules.
If you're trying to do the take a look at, you know, put yourself in Dever's shoes. Like, again, I think sports job analogies versus real world job analogies are very apples and oranges. But if you want to play it out, like, yeah, okay, I get being upset in the moment, but then you kind of... You go about it. You go about your job. And especially in the case of Devers, he was still hitting second in the order. He was still doing the main thing that he did, right? He was a third baseman, but he was known for being a hitter. He was still hitting second in the lineup, making $30 million. That's it.
Look, take most people out of it, like everyday workers. Take our schedules out of it. Other baseball players on this team this season. Like, how many guys have done that? How many guys do it? They asked him to DH. He acted like that was a big problem. They were cutting his work in half. Then they asked him to go back to a position he used to play and field ground balls there, and he wouldn't do it.
Right.
So, like...
No, I mean, it's not even
on top of
comparable.
Maybe playing first base, which now he's going to do with the Giants. Why do you think he's willing to do it with the Giants and not here? Okay? Because he made it personal. He was being a giant baby about it. And guys do it routinely. And it doesn't matter who they are. Otani's a bit different. But Otani pitches, hits, plays the field. In the past, he's played the outfield. Like... He'll do all those things. Aaron Judge moves from right field to center field. Does it no problem. Those are your MVPs in their respective leagues. This guy can't even get top 10 MVP votes, and he acts like he's Otani or Judge.
Yeah.
And if he actually wanted to act like those two, he'd move around and be better for the team. But he's not. So I don't think that analogy worked out well.
I thought he was making a joke
about
me.
You thought it was like
an actual
next level Keith joke.
I thought it kind of was. He's like, no. But you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I know all
like,
too well what
I
you
feel
mean.
Every bit of that.
I know exactly what you mean.
David's in L.A. Hello, David.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
So I'm a Springfield native, but a Los Angeles transplant out here, and I'm raising my kids right, just so you know. I'm in the middle of Fakerville, but they're wearing Celtic stuff.
Nice.
Listen, I'm wondering, my 25-year-old son has a theory here, and I'm wondering how you guys feel about it. Are the Red Sox doing their stuff? I know they have to dump the salary, and I know that Devers was the problem in the clubhouse. But are they perhaps getting a bunch of minor leaguers together to maybe at the trade deadline make a run at somebody like Paul Skenes? I'm casting my mind back to Pedro after he won the World the Cy Young, and they got him from the Expos. I mean, I don't know, but what do you guys think about that? Is there any
David,
chance?
No, I don't think they're getting Paul Skenes.
David, no offense to you and your 25-year-old son. I
don't think they're getting Skenes.
I don't think they're – people do this all the time. Oh, the Bruins traded Brad Marchand. Do you think they'll get him back?
No.
Oh, the Red Sox traded John Lester. You think he'll come back?
No.
Oh, they just got all these prospects, all, quote-unquote.
No, not really.
They got an underwhelming return for Devers. Can they use those pieces to turn around and get Paul Skenes? No.
So I would think if you want to go, like, the best-case scenario, it would be this offseason, they're all in on Pete Alonso and my guy Kyle Tucker. One or if not both. Because you just freed up $300 million. You reportedly were interested in Juan Soto for a ton of money. So you should be at the top of the line for those guys. I don't see you're getting Skenes.
I also, let's say they make a trade for a pitcher. They could have done that without these guys they got in return. They have plenty of prospects in their system. They could move Abreu or Duran independent of they didn't move Devers so that they could make another move to upgrade their team. Now, they might try to justify it by throwing money at Tucker or Alonso or somebody like that, but no. And if they want to figure out a way to get Paul Skenes, you got to give them Anthony and Meyer and stuff like that. You're not gonna get him for as high as I am on Harrison and some of the other people you got, Mr. Tibbs. Like I don't think you're gonna turn around and get Paul Skenes for that.
Springfield native, but a Los Angeles transplant out here, and I'm raising my kids right.
Sick brag, bro.
W-E-E-A-I all over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just ready to throw that back at you in the interview.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.